Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, state school land is leased for agricultural and recreational use. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 11th at 9 a.m. for Cimarron County at the Cimarron County Fairgrounds in Boise City. Later that day, auctions for Beaver and Texas counties will take place at 2 o'clock in Guymon at the Texas County Fairgrounds. On Tuesday, October 12th, auctions are in Woodward at 10 a.m. at the Woodward Event Center for Woodward, Ellis, Harper, Major, and Woods counties. And Wednesday, October 13th, auctions are in Enid at 10 a.m. at the Garfield County Fairgrounds for Alfalfa, Blaine, Garfield, Grant, Kay, and Kingfisher counties. For more information about auctions and available leases, visit www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LAND. School land auctions are a great opportunity for grazing, farming, hunting, or fishing, and the money benefits Oklahoma education.
Live cattle futures today finished down 60 in the October at 125.02. We have yet to develop any cash trade this week. The December live cattle down 92 at 129.25. February 62 lower here at 134.25. This week's cash mark or box beef cash down 27 at midday at 280.85. The select down 219, 261. A big time sell off on the box beef market that really hasn't been reflected in the live cattle cash. But the other side of that is when box beef was rallying, live cattle really didn't rally either. So aren't tracking all that closely together. I know that the lower box beef prices do take out some of the packer profit margins and limit that just a little bit. Feeder cattle, we're down 75 in October at 158.57. The feeder cattle index is 154. So there's about a $4.50 difference in between the October feeder cattle futures and the feeder cattle index. We've still got over 2 weeks to go until those converge. The next month out is the November. They're 161.80. We almost hit the 50% retracement here. It's about 162. The 50-day moving average is about 163. So there's several things of resistance right here, about a dollar higher than the current market price at 161.80.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
We had a USDA report which drove the corn and bean markets lower. The wheat was able to hang on here and close in the positive. But these corn down 10.5 at 522. That's the lowest level since about mid-September. We're back below some of the critical moving averages on the December corn. The beans were the weakest contract on the board today, with November down 30 at 1198 and a quarter. That's the lowest close in the November beans, I think, going back till about springtime, about March. On the big rally where they went all the way up to over $14.50. So we're $2.50 or so off the high here, closing below $12. So disappointing there. Be interesting to see if we have any additional follow-through selling just because of where it's at and the new lows it's making. The Chicago wheat up 3, Kansas City D's up 6.5 at 741. Cotton future today slid into the close, December down 337 at 106.42. So this USDA report basically just increased the production estimates for corn and beans by about a half a bushel per acre on both corn and beans. That increased the overall production. Corn production at 15.02 billion bushels, beans at 4.448 billion. So a little bit bigger corn and bean crop. That wheat report was a little bullish, lifting them.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.